All I can say is, wow, this is, in the 3 years that I've been back to Galesburg, this is the, without a question, the largest crowd, and what an honor for me to stand in front of all these wonderful individuals that had a significant impact, not just on Galesburg High School, but in their communities and in their lives and their families. Good evening. My name is Jeff Flater. I'm the athletic director here at Galesburg High School, and it truly is an honor for me to stand here. Being a lifelong Silver Streak, knowing a lot of these individuals growing up, I remember Big Mix when he played. I was that little snot-nosed kid that was all the way up the top underneath the windows because that was the only seat they allowed us to sit at and watch Big Mix and Wilma and a lot of those guys play basketball, and it was such a tremendous time. And Bruce Seiler, I remember when Bruce took over as a junior and a quarterback, and they went on and were the first team ever to be in the IHSA state playoffs. So it really, again, is a true honor for me to be here tonight. Good evening, fans, and thank you for joining us as we introduce and celebrate the induction of Galesburg High School's 2017 Athletic Hall of Fame class. We are proud to continue this annual event made up of a diverse group of 10 teams, coaches, students, and friends of athletics, each having excelled in many areas representing Galesburg High School. And the one thing, just go off script a little bit, I work every day with kids, and we talk about how it is such a big deal to be a Silver Streak. And these kids embrace that, and they understand it. And tonight, with the number of people that we have here, really exemplifies what it means to be a Silver Streak. And this is pretty special. So without further ado, it's always an honor to have our MC for tonight, because I've been around for a little bit, but this young man's been around for a little bit longer than I have and knows a lot more details about all the Silver Streaks that have gone through here. And it truly is an honor to have him MC this event tonight. So please welcome Mr. Dick Lindstrom.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to the 29th annual Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony. My name is Dick Lindstrom. I'm your MC for this evening. Every year, this is truly a special event. We're happy you're here to help us honor these outstanding Silver Streak athletes, a coach, a friend of GHS Sports, and a swim and dive team. A special welcome also to those who are listening on the World Wide Web, the Internet, and on WGIL. Just so you all know, the football game has preempted us a little bit, so we're going to be recorded, and you can listen to the ceremony on the WGIL website in a couple of days. Ordinarily, I would introduce to you some other people that are going to help us with the ceremony tonight. I think I was told Dr. Asplund's on the way. Jeff Houston is at the gym keeping order, and Jeff will fill in to hand out the certificates when it's appropriate. And we also have some people representing the Booster Club who are helping us put this ceremony on that hopefully will be here sometime during the event. Every year at this time, we have a reunion of sorts here at Galesburg High School. We call it the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame Ceremony. Each year, we invite a different group of people to this reunion, star athletes, a team, a coach, friends of GHS Sports that were or are part of the fabric of Galesburg and what has made Galesburg great. Most communities or schools don't have this reunion, and those that do don't have the historical perspective that we here have here in Galesburg. Is it good? We think so. As noted in the program, the tradition of excellence in Galesburg High School athletics is known across the Midwest, the United States, and the world. The Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame pays tribute and extends recognition to those individuals who contribute to the honor and fame of Galesburg High School in the field of high school athletics. The achievements of those honored here this evening exemplify the best on the court or field of play and display the true spirit of athletics at Galesburg High School. As you entered this evening, you should have received a copy of the program booklet. If you didn't receive a copy, I hope we'll have some for you to take with you as you leave. In this booklet, it lists the members of the selection committee, the procedure that is used to select the individuals or teams to the Athletic Hall of Fame. The selection committee is made up of 12 members, in, considering candidates from pre-1978, one group, as well as the candidates from 1978 to the present. Every year, friends and fans of GHS Sports question why tonight's individuals or team aren't already in the Hall of Fame. With this evening's class, one of the best, again, to ever enter the Hall of Fame, that question will once again be asked. The GHS Athletic Hall of Fame, as I just mentioned, is divided up into two categories. The Veterans Committee, the Veterans Group, which is pre-1978, and the Contemporary Group, which is 1978 to the present. The Veterans selection can number up to 3 inductees, and this year your committee agreed on 3 inductees. So our first inductee this evening from the Veterans Group, from the class of 1961, is Pete Boynton. As most of our inductees this year, Pete was a multi-sport athlete, earning 5 varsity letters in basketball, football, and golf. Pete was a quarterback on the football team, a starting quarterback his senior year until the next to the last game when he separated his shoulder, not only ending his football season, but also causing him to miss the entire basketball season as well. But it was golf where Pete truly shined. He competed in the IHSA state golf tournament all 3 years. We were a 3-year high school at that point, finishing 21st individually on a 5th-place team finish in 1961. Pete was an Illini Conference golf champion in 1961, a Gerald Phillips Award winner for the highest GPA for an athlete, and graduated as a class of 1961's valedictorian. Pete went on to Knox College, and again, golf was a primary sports focus. Pete was individual Midwest Conference champion in 1964, a member of the Midwest Conference championship team in both 1963 and 64. These two Knox golf teams may have been the 2 best golf teams in Knox College history, competing against and defeating numerous Midwestern major college and university golf teams. After nearly 2 years in the U.S. Army, Pete returned to work at Outboard Marine in Galesburg. But again, Pete's name was all around the all-city golf tournaments for years, winning or finishing in the top 3 at least a dozen times. Pete is married to Judy, has a daughter, Laurel, and still, with a group of Galesburg natives, plays notable golf courses around the country, still playing at a high level. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Pete Boynton.
I guess it's my turn. They fooled me, by the way. I was told I'd be last tonight. All of a sudden, when I got here, I was first, so that was a little bit of a surprise. I can't believe how many people are here. I had no idea you'd all be here, so welcome to all of you. This isn't on my little notes here, but I've played golf before, you know, with 100, 200 people following me without getting too nervous, but I'm not good at this, so I'm nervous. First, I'd like to thank the Hall of Fame committee for selecting me to be a member of this great group. It's a great honor, and I'm extremely happy to be going in now with so many great male and female athletes that this school has produced over the years. I'd also like to thank 3 of the coaches I played for, actually all the coaches, but just mentioned three of them. C.C. Van Dyke, who was the football coach, Bucky Swice, and John Thiel, who I had as basketball coaches. They had a real effect on my life. I'd also like to thank all the great teammates I had in these sports. I think as important as wins and losses is all the really close friends you make during that time and all the great times you have together while you're performing on the football field, golf, or in basketball. I guess I've always just remembered that special bond we had while we were on those teams. As you've probably heard, golf's been a bit of a part of my life for a long time now. Turns out it's 67 years now. Quite a while. I've met a lot of wonderful people because of that sport, made a lot of really good friends over the years, and still play with a lot of them. I've got a group I play with, three, 4 days a week at the club, and that's probably the highlight of my week usually, just being with those guys and having a good time playing. I've also had some super good partners in the All-City Best Ball. Two of them in particular have helped me win 11 of those. I'd just like to mention their names. Dave Cox, who was a great basketball, football, and track guy here at Galesburg, and Pat Blake. Those two are special to me. Finally, I'd like to thank my daughter, Laurel, her husband, John Brill, my granddaughter, Ashley Brill, and my grandson, Alex Brill, who are all here with me tonight, all the way down from Lombard, Illinois. Most importantly, I want to thank my wife, Judy, for all the support and encouragement she's given me on the golf course over the years, and for all the miles she's walked with me, especially in state Ams when she had to pull a bag behind her. I guess that's about it. Thank you very much.
Our second inductee from the Veterans Committee this evening is from the class of 1973, and it's Stephen Mixon, and representing Steve this evening is his daughter, Holly. Steve, or Big Mix, played football, basketball, and baseball. Steve was a laid-back personality, just a nice guy. Long arms, soft hands, quick feet on the first step. Young man, before a young man 6'6" and over 250 pounds. Football assistant tells the story of giving Steve a blocking assignment, and Steve gently made the block, as a nice guy would. And so the coach called Steve over and said to him, "We're going to run that same play again, and this time you're going to make an aggressive block." Well, the play was run again, and this time Steve's practice opponent landed about 5 yards downfield across the line of scrimmage. Because of his size, Steve could dominate a basketball game for Coach John Thiel, 1973 being Coach John Thiel's last year as head basketball coach. And playing with Hall of Fame teammates like Joe Sweetland and Mark Thiel. His coaches called Mix one of the best pure shooters in GH history, and that earned him a second team All-Conference Performer Award. Steve went on to Carl Sandburg College to play basketball for 2 years, 1973-74 and 74-75, where he held just about every scoring record at the time and was MVP, Most Valuable Player, both years, and honorable mention All-American in the junior college circuit in 1975. Following graduation, Steve returned to Carl Sandburg College twice as assistant basketball coach and was well thought of by coaches and players alike. Steve is a lifelong resident of Galesburg. He also helped kids. He coached the JFL football team. He played a semi-pro team in the Quad Cities for 3 years. Steve passed in 1998, leaving his wife Becky, daughters Holly and Alyssa, and 4 grandchildren. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Steve Mixon.
I want to thank everybody for coming out, and I'm not a formal speech type person, but this is very special to my family. I know if my dad was here, he would have probably been very short and said, thanks for coming out, thanks for the award, and went on. He didn't like to take pictures, he didn't like to talk in front of people, but I do just want to say that besides his family, I know that sports, any sport, was just his heart. In my house growing up, we didn't watch TV shows, we watched sports. We watched golf, we watched football, we watched bowling, it doesn't matter. We watched sports, so I think it's long overdue, but I want to thank everybody in my family that helped me gather information, and thank you to everybody that helped pick him, and I'm nervous, so I'm going to leave now. Thank you for all coming out. Thanks.
Our third and final inductee from the veterans category from the class of 1973 is Louis Vitale Jr. And representing Louis Vitale this evening is his sister, Nancy Weber. Louis Vitale was a star football player and baseball player for the Streaks. A case can be made that Louis might have been one of the top 20 running backs in GHS history. Louis was selected first team All-State and eventually earned a full-ride scholarship to the University of Illinois. After a short time at the U of I, Louis returned to Galesburg and transferred to Monmouth College, and he continued to play football and also play baseball. You see, Louis was an outstanding baseball player at Galesburg as well. He also hit the first home run at what is now Sunberg Field, was called Community Field at that point. At Monmouth College, Louis played all 4 years of baseball for the Scots, earned NCAA Division III All-American honors 3 years, 1975, 76, and 77. After graduation from Monmouth College, Louis went on to Kewanee Wethersfield, which happened to be where Coach Van Dyke was from, and he was a teacher coach there, and his football teams recorded a record of 55 and 24 in his years there, and 3 playoff appearances. In 1985, Louis went across town from Wethersfield to Kewanee High School, again coaching and teaching. 1988, Louis moved to Port Charlotte, Florida, and coached football and baseball. Louis died in 2002 following extended health issues, leaving his wife Kathy and children Robert and Tina. But interestingly, asking that memorials be made to the Port Charlotte Sports Hall of Fame. And yes, Louis is the son of GHS Hall of Famer Louis Vitale Sr. from the class of 1938. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Louis Vitale Jr.
I want to thank everybody. I'm very nervous, but he would have loved being here tonight, and he would thank everybody. He loved school. He loved children. He loved helping kids. He loved sports, naturally. And I guess that's about it, but thank you very much, and thank you.
The next group of athletes are from the 1978 to the present time frame and are to number up to 4 individuals unless a coach is selected as one of the 4. At that time, an additional athlete is selected for a total of 5 within that group of inductees. This year, your committee selected a coach. And so, our next inductee, our 4th inductee, from the GHS class of 1976 is Coach Steve Cheeseman. Steve is an athlete, earned four letters as a football and baseball player. He was a respected teacher for 34 years. He was a successful coach for 38 years, and it is his long and productive coaching career that earned Steve Hall of Fame designation. Steve coached basketball in the Galesburg system for 31 years, member of the Bob and Bill Morgan coaching stable. Steve's team made three Illinois Elementary School Association tournament appearances, including two second-place finishes, and being named IESA Coach of the Year in 1990 while coaching at Churchill Junior High School. Most of you know Steve has been an assistant for current head coach Mike Reynolds for the past 7 years. Steve's golf team accomplishments were even more impressive. Steve is the winningest golf coach in GHS history. Three Western Big Six championships, 24 all-conference golfers, five IHSA state tournament appearances with a third-place finish in 2014 and a fourth-place finish in 2004, all in 15 years as head coach. And we didn't even mention the long and successful run as the Galesburg American Legion baseball coach. As you can see, Steve has been around kids, young men, for many years, coaching and mentoring. A valuable asset for District 205 and for Galesburg. And he is still around kids today as a WGIL broadcaster of Silver Streaks basketball. Steve is married to a very supportive and understanding wife, Kelly. He has two sons, Breck and Carson, and is currently the coordinator for the Gale Scholars Program through Knox College. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Steve Cheeseman.
First of all, before I get going with a couple things, and I'll be short, I promise. That's hard, but I'll be short. Thank you to the committee, wonderful people here, a great media that we have. I want to also congratulate all the recipients, wonderful athletes. I know the guys that I coach golf with this year probably thought that I coach Pete Boynton too, so that's how old they think I am. And want to also thank Mr. Houston, Mr. Flayer. We have two really, really wonderful administrators there. You guys talk about being nervous. Well, I do this a lot, and I'm usually not nervous. I'm nervous tonight. And I'm really nervous, I think, for a couple reasons. I cannot convey to you, don't think I have the time nor the words, to how humbled I am for this honor and how meaningful it is. I'm very, very grateful for it. I really, really, really am. And no question that I'm a Silver Streak through and through. Started when my brother and I and other neighbor guys in Northland over there, and if we could have put together a school team from that neighborhood, we would have been a pretty good school team and high school team. We would come over here on our bikes. There was no Van Dyke Field then, no Sunberg Field then, and watch football practice, watch baseball games, things like that, and really, really, really got interested in things from there. And went on from youth sports to junior high sports, on to high school sports, and then was able to get my teaching degree and became a coach after that. And I would like to say I'm a teacher coach. I believe that my first job was a teacher, and those kids that I had in class meant a great deal to me as well as these athletes. So it really was a dream come true for me, something that I felt privileged and honored to get to do, and I tried to view that every day of my life as a coach and still do that today. 40 years later of doing this. And I got to do this, and one of the years that we don't put down is Coach Bob and Coach Bill, back then, and this was about 1973, could not coach. There were a rule about how much they could coach. And they started seventh grade football, and we had to have it in the springtime. And they came and asked me to do it between playing basketball and baseball, along with a faculty guy. So I got my start being a coach when I was in ninth grade. So and went on from there. You know, getting to do this, like I said, for 40 years, a bunch of different teams. I try to view it, like I say, as a privilege and an honor every day, a labor of love. Lots and lots of people to thank, lots of people to mention. There's no way that I could ever, and that's the thing that bothers me, mention all the people that have had an influence on me. I do want to say a couple things about the teams. Again, I think I did about 90-some seasons of sports, boys and girls basketball at church at one time at the same time. That wasn't very smart, but nevertheless did it. My wife still took me in after that. The three things, the biggest, are the golf. And I've got a number of those players that I just had this year. And I have Dusty Watson, who was one of our coaches, and also Jason Spring. The thing about boys golf here, and it's the most successful sport in Galesburg boys sports history, girls golf is the one on the other end, is these kids really cared, they worked at it, and they wanted to be good. And they were an extreme joy to be around. Also, been with basketball for a long, long time and did about everything imaginable. Saw the good, the bad, and the ugly, folks, that's for sure. And Coach Houston did a great job. And then Coach Reynolds came after him. And to be with him the last 7 years and see the resurgence of this basketball program and see it really be put on the map again, that's a guy that I think the world of and I would do anything for, and absolutely been a pleasure to be around him, and he's extremely meaningful in my life. I also want to say, we've talked about Bob and Bill Morgan, those two guys, and all of us that have ever played for them, absolutely worship the ground that they walk on. They're two wonderful people too. And finally, and there's not a whole lot said about this, but all the things that I've ever ever coached, I will tell you this honestly, Galesburg Legion Baseball is my favorite. We spend 6 to 8 weeks every summer living together every day for a long period of time. We become a family. And that really, really reaches into your soul. And to have Jamie Isaacson and his dad that did so much for me, Les Hunter's here, it was a lot of fun. And those kids are really meaningful in my life. And to think of all the teams, I think if I had to pick one, and I've said this to those kids way back, the most important team that I ever was around was the 2014 Galesburg Legion team, that if you wanted to make a Disney movie, you could have made one out of them. The comebacks that they made, the achievements that they absolutely came through with. And then that was also the year that we lost Jason Malden in an automobile accident. And watch how those boys conducted themselves and how this community went about their business here of grieving and honoring that young man and his family will stay with me for the rest of my life. I took a lot from the coaches that had great influence on me that I both played for and that I coached with. And again, you take the good and the bad. You know, I look at this thing here. I did play varsity basketball at Galesburg High School, but I didn't get a letter for it. Back then, sometimes they didn't give letters out. And I know one thing, that as I've coached all these years, I made sure everybody on that ball club, wherever team that was important, 1 through 15, 1 through 20, whatever. And I think that's one thing that I learned from that. I learned to care about them also as people. And I hope that they sensed, whether it was students that I had or players that I had, their most important thing to me was them as a person. And it didn't matter where they were on the team or what they did, they were really, really important to me. The players that I grew up playing with, there's a bond there, and I think Pete said that, that's unspoken, that never goes away. You know, Jeff Flater right here, his older brother and I went to school from kindergarten on. We played sports together. He just celebrated, we're all celebrating our 60th birthday, so that's not good. But that bond is never going to be broke. It's something that's always going to be important. And those guys, we pushed each other to try to be the very best we could be. And again, like I said, the players that I coached, they're the reason for athletics. And when you figure out that it's all about them and it's not about you, then things happen that are good. And there again is an unspoken bond and a relationship that can never be broken. Again, thank you to all those coaches and, you know, a couple of others that I didn't get to mention. Coach Kane, what an unbelievable guy and what he did and the leadership that he really, really executed and displayed, and certainly things that I can learn from. And the final thing that I want to say is the most important people of all of this are my family. My Uncle Ed here is a lot younger than my dad. But my dad, when he was working, we would go over there, and after school when he came home, and he was a good Silver Streak athlete, he played with us, and he's the reason for my love of the White Sox, so that's all good. My mom is no longer with us. She had the soft spot for us and took care of us when our dad was hard on us. My brother Barry, who we were inseparable growing up, and when you have somebody like that that you're constantly playing with, baseball, football, and basketball, who I think is the greatest athlete ever to go through here. And when you've played professionally two sports, I think that's pretty good proof. And then my dad. My dad is going to be 89 years old. He is my hero, and he's the guy that made all this happen. I mean, he's the one that played with us, brought us here, brought us to games, taught us about things, created the kinds of expectations and how to behave and how to go about your business. He's the reason for it all, and I love him greatly, and I'm glad that he's here, going to be 89. And finally, my sons, Breck and Carson, who, I mean, they're wonderful sons. God's blessed me with a lot of things. He's given me two great sons, one that likes sports, one that didn't, but one that was always supportive, and I got to coach the other one, and he could be on my team anytime. He's just the kind of teammate that you'd want. Finally, my wife, again, 40 years of coaching. She's been here through it all, thick and thin, and she still has me. So that's good news, and I appreciate all of her support and the love she's given me, and it's been great. Thank you. Thank you to all of you. Thank you very much.
Now you see why somebody like that's an asset to Galesburg. Our fifth inductee this evening from the GHS class of 1978 is Bruce Seiler. Bruce? Bruce is a standout two-year starter for both the football and basketball teams. He earned five varsity letters, named Western Big Six All-Conference in basketball, and honorable mention in football. As a senior, Bruce captained both the football and basketball teams, and he also quarterbacked the 1976 football team, as mentioned earlier, the first GHS team to participate in the IHSA state tournament. 1978, Bruce was honorable mention All-State, Illinois Football Coaches Association as well. Bruce went on to play football and basketball at Augustana before earning his bachelor's degree at Western Illinois University in 1984. Bruce coached football and basketball at Sterling High School for 10 years and is a member of the Sterling High School Hall of Fame. He is currently employed by Siemens Corporation and resides in Castle Rock, Colorado. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Bruce Seiler.
This is quite a crowd. It's pretty amazing. Tells a lot about this community, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But first of all, just a thanks for the induction, the committee, for honoring me with this great moment. So, when I start thinking about this, and I do this professionally, so if I run, just pull me off the stage, please. But community. This is a great community. I mean, I look around here now and see everybody. A lot of people have always asked, what's it like in a smaller town? I live in a bigger city now. And it's great. Playing Friday nights out on the field, in Field Gym, it's the smaller communities that all come together. And it's pretty amazing. I think I first realized that my sophomore year, we played Moline. It went to triple overtime. So it was running late, and as we ran off the field, it was, I think, the first time when I looked in the stands and just saw it packed, people screaming and cheering. And that was just a wonderful experience. This is a sophomore, so. So love this town. Really happy to grow up here. What's strange is I grew up during basketball times, and ended up being, a football team that first go to state, so. And on that side, I have one big thank you because I probably wouldn't be here without Coach Bob. He came to me before my freshman year, and he looked at me and he goes, "Cy, I'm going to make you a quarterback." I was a running back. And we did. And, you know, I got to do that for the sophomore team, and then the third game of my junior started, and we went on a 5-0 run in the conference, went to state. People don't realize back then, we played on Friday night, and the next game was Wednesday. How the IHA ever scheduled something like that was kind of weird, you know, so we barely had time. We had to go all the way to Bellevue, and it was a long haul for a Wednesday afternoon game, but so enjoyed all that. Coaching, you know, I was lucky enough to coach at Sterling for 10 years. Never thought I'd get to do that. You know, when I graduated, it was kind of like, do you go to teaching, go to engineering? I went into engineering. They were looking for people to help coach. So I went to church with the AD, and he goes, "Yeah, come on out." And next thing I know, 10 years later, I'd been there. So, and that gave me another perspective. You know, as a player, you get to know your coaches. You get to know them well. Spend a lot of time with them. And then I got the other side of actually being that coach and developing relationships with young men who are out there just, you know, busting their tails, everything they can do. So when I think about the coaches that I've had, you know, we've talked about Coach Bill and Coach Bob, Coach Kane. A little story about Coach Albright. My dad died 3 years ago, and it was tough. But when we went to the cemetery, Coach Albright actually drove me there in the car. It was such a peaceful time knowing that he was there taking care of us again. So really have to honor the coaches and appreciate what they do. I think that's something we always have to do when we look. I was very blessed with my family, my mom and dad, you know, supporting me through all this, and I so appreciate that. I love you both. So, thank you.
Our sixth inductee this evening from the class of 1980 is Scott Mendez. Scott was a standout basketball and baseball star for the Silver Streaks. Scott was a two-time Western Big Six All-Conference baseball selection. As a junior, he hit .426, and he hit .301 as a senior. And Scott was also honorable mention Western Big Six All-Conference basketball. As a player, he played in, I think this is correct, I've been told this is correct, you played in one of the most memorable GHS games of all time, a 7-overtime game against the Morton Potters. 7 overtimes. Now, I've been told that that might still be a state record as far as the number of overtimes in a regular scheduled game. In fact, some of the people left that game and went on home, listened to the game, second overtime, third overtime, the ball was tipped up, we held the ball, I think we held the ball 2 of the 3 times when we only had 1 shot in the overtime. Missed a shot. I've been told you missed a couple free throws to win the game, too. Anyway, the Streaks came back and won. And it was interesting because some people came to pick up their kids at the drive-up, and the kids were still watching the game. And it went on. It was a long night, but the bottom line is the Silver Streaks won after 7 overtimes. Go Streaks. Interestingly, in 1979, Scott was the first to be named the Chuck Bednar Award winner as a junior. an award usually honoring a graduating senior. Scott went on to play baseball at Ren Lake Junior College in Southern Illinois, and he was named MVP in All-Conference in 1981 when he hit 439. Scott went on to play baseball at Flagler College in St. Augustine, Florida. He was named All-Conference there in 1983 and 1984, and was MVP in 1983. Scott currently lives in Arizona and is a leading recognized cognitive behavioral therapist. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Scott Mendez.
This will not be very long. I'm just, let me get my 30th sheet out here. I'd like to thank the committee for the induction. Great honor. I really appreciate it. I'd first like to give thanks to my beautiful wife, Terry, my family, my friends, my teammates, all the fans, and all the coaches. Especially the coaches when I first started Little League, which is my father, Coach Bill Morgan, Coach Bob Morgan, Coach Chief Erickson, Coach Isaacson, and of course, Coach Brewington. You know, these coaches believed in me. And what they mostly taught me was for me to believe in me. And, you know, they would push me, yell at me, Coach Bob. He would yell at me all the time. But, you know, as I got older, the reason he yelled at you is because he loved you and he cared for you. Thanks, Coach. You know, these coaches taught me, you know, the lessons of life through sports. And I was like, I'm in. I want to do that. And, you know, they taught me how to be a winner, how to conduct yourself as a winner, even when you're in defeat. You know, I mean, I've had my shares. He went through MVPs, all conferences. You know, I played in the CICL League with the Pioneers. And I took my skills, you know, to college. And what all these coaches taught me, what all my family had taught me, and especially my brother, you know, I took it to college. I took my skill set. I took everything I had, and things started to fall in place. And it was a great achievement, and I was thriving in life. I survived school, but I was thriving in life. And, you know, when I say, you know, thriving in sports, you know, my family was like, where's this induction being held? And I said, well, it's being held in the Galesburg Library. And they said, do you know where that is? I said, absolutely, I know where the library is. And they were like, we didn't know you liked to read so much. And I was like, well, I wasn't in there to read, Mom. That's where I spent my detentions. You know, and it was kind of scary because when I did go to college, you know, everybody in here is probably going, where is Flagler College? It's in St. Augustine, Florida, the oldest city in the nation. And, you know, and you go, well, who did you play? And, you know, our season started off, you know, we played Miami, we played Florida State, Valdosta State. And it's a wonderful experience to thrive when I've never been in front of 5,000 people before playing baseball. And, you know, it was just it's a wonderful thing. And people go, well, how did you get there? How did you learn to thrive? You know, through my mistakes, through failures. And there was one point in my life where I developed the fear of failure. And I wasn't playing well. And I had a coach come up and he goes, I'm going to give you permission to fail. I said, I've never had that. I said, you mean I can strike out? He goes, don't we all? I said, I can make an error. He says, don't we all? And he says, in your sport, you can fail 70% of the time and still make the Hall of Fame. I was like, I like that percentage. And he always told me, he says, what are your dreams? And he says, people would dream to do incredible things. And so it was there that I started making a lot of mistakes and having lots of failures. And that's how I succeeded. And people go, well, how did you get in the Hall of Fame? And that's how I got here. I failed my way to success. And I learned from it. And I learned from it. Coach Bob didn't think I learned from it too fast enough, but I was trying. But I want to give some quick thanks to my father. Whew. Sorry about that. Whew. All the batting practice. His arm fell off my senior year. And my poor mother. She was out there shagging fly balls. And Dad would get on us. You got to hit the left. You got to hit up the middle. You got to take the ball to right field. And my poor mother was running back and forth. Well, needless, over the years, my mother lost 45 pounds running across the field. But I do want to give some wonderful thanks to my family for that. And people go, who is your idol? My brother. Great athlete. And people go, will you ever be as great as your brother? Nope, never. I go, he's my chase. I chase him. And people go, but you got in the Hall of Fame. I go, I'm a little bit closer. My brother was a wonderful athlete. He was my idol, and I emulated him everything that he did. So I always wanted to be better than him. So I don't know, you guys always make the comparisons. Who was the best? However, I'm still chasing. I want to thank you guys very much.
See what you learn when you come to the Hall of Fame induction ceremony? Special. Our seventh inductee this evening from the class of 2000 is Jackie Howard Gollinghorst. As a major part of the glory days of Silver Streaks girls basketball, Jackie was a spunky quarterback for the Silver Streaks girls basketball squad for 4 years, who could score when you needed it, who could make a key pass when you needed it, who could play pressure defense when you needed it, and the results? 4 years playing her final game at Redbird Arena. Three-year varsity starter, four-time IHSA state appearances, three IHSA team medals, second team IBCA, Illinois Basketball Coaches Association All-State. Jackie is a girls' assist career record holder with 592. Her three-point shooting percentage of 48% is GHS number one. And one of my personal favorites, she had a season free throw percentage of 85% and a career free throw percentage of 80%, which puts her second in GHS record book. Jackie earned a full scholarship to play basketball at SIU Edwardsville, played 4 years, earned a BS degree in kinesiology, and later a master's degree from Western Illinois University in physical education. Jackie's a PE teacher for District 205, Churchill Junior High girls' eighth grade basketball coach. Jackie is married to Matt, has a son, Clay. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Jackie Howard Gollinghorst.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm nervous just as everybody else is. I've been nervous since Mr. Flater called me in May. Thank you, Mr. Flater. So I will make this very short and sweet. But I want to once again thank the committee as well for this recognition. I'm truly honored for this, and I'm probably going to cry, just so you know. My high school memories were some of the best times with my family, my teammates, my friends. Sorry. And, of course, the Streaks fans. I don't think everybody knows how amazing our community is. Well, I know you guys know that probably, but some people don't know how amazing our community is. I can remember, you know, going, I mean, packed stands, and then, you know, I go to college, and there'd be like 50 people in the stands, which was amazing, too, because, I mean, my family would be there. But, I mean, definitely, we got a good community going here. And then, you know, the coaches that I've, Coach Massey, thank you. Thank you. Anyways, those were definitely some of the best times, you know, in my life. And I will cherish those memories forever. And I'm going to stop there before I break down. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Our eighth inductee from the GHS class of 2006 is Suzanne Fike Meeker. Suzanne earned letters in both softball and volleyball, but volleyball is where Suzanne really excelled. She was a two-time Western Big Six All-Conference selection and honorable mention All-State while earning academic Western Big Six All-Conference honors. Suzanne holds records for most assists in a season, 685, and for a career, 1,559. She also won the Jason Wessels Most Inspirational Award. Suzanne went on to Butler University for her BA degree in history and earned a master's degree at the University of Chicago in social policy and management. Suzanne is married to Jared Meeker, lives in Indianapolis, and has a daughter, Melina. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Suzanne Fike Meeker.
Say hi to all my family here and for being here and supporting me. It's wonderful. I'd really like to dedicate this to my mom and dad, though. They're here tonight. I wouldn't be here without them. I'm getting a little sensitive about it. But they always taught me to give 110% in anything that I've ever done and just to always try and try again and just keep on doing it until you get it right. And I've always taken that in anything I've done, especially sports. My mom told me that when I was a little girl, when I was like 3 years old and I was in gymnastics, I'd come home every time after practice and spend 2 or 3 hours just doing cartwheels and backbends like over and over and over again because I just enjoyed doing that, you know, trying to get it right. I just have a little story. And when I was in sixth grade, my very best friend stayed the night, and the next day, her mom was like, make sure to take her to club volleyball tryouts. So we dropped off my friend, and my mom and I were looking around the gym, and she looked at me and she said, why don't you try out? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't have any knee pads. I don't know anything about volleyball. Why even, you know, I don't know. And she's like, well, you should just try it. You might really like it. Like, you might enjoy it. And that was the first day I ever played volleyball, and ended up being my very favorite sport. And so I'd really just like to thank you, Mom, for always believing in me and pushing me outside of my boundaries to do new things. So, and I'd like to thank all the parents of athletes, because you guys are what put us up here. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't be half as good as we are. So thank you.
Our ninth inductee from the team category is the 2010 girls swim dive team and coach Ray Van Onigem. Please come forward. The quality and depth of a squad like this doesn't come around very often. This squad had a 4-year dual record of 28-0. Only 4 seasons ever to be undefeated. This squad also had 4 consecutive conference titles, had 22 all-conference performances, as well as several all-state qualifying performances. Coach Ray Van Onigem blended girls from the 2010 class with the 2011 class, and the results, GHS Hall of Fame. Ray, would you introduce your swimmers and divers, please?
Okay, not everybody is here tonight, but thank you, everybody, for being here, and congratulations to all the inductees tonight and our team members. I was the head coach, Ray Van Onigem, and then my assistant coaches, Amanda White is not here. John Olson was my diving coach on the end over here. And our team members were Katie Van Onigem. I don't know what that order is. I can read them off from there. Okay, we'll go in alphabetical order. Corinne Allen. Allison Bilt, not here. Kelsey DeJanes. Charity Endicott Rice. Sammy Gaddis. Ashley Hetty. Katie Kennedy. Kelsey McKillop. Laura Miner is not here. Morgan Mitchell. Sophia Moreno. Heather Nagel. Nikki Peck. Lily Pogue. Colleen Shelley. Johnson. We'll sneak this off to her dad real quick. Natalie Statham. Maggie Terrell. Katie Van Onigem. Allison Von Cannon is not here. Alyssa Von Cannon. Brittany Welch. And Morgan Wood, neither here. And I'd like John Olson to come up and get his. I did have a few moments, and they told me I could talk as long as I wanted about each swimmer. No, I'm just kidding. He said I had to be funny. No. Our captains during this 2010 season were Colleen Shelley, Natalie Statham, and Katie Van Onigem, who had great leadership. Some other statistics that made this team so special. One thing, I was talking to Kirk McKillop, and we would get going and talking about something. He also lives by me. And he was talking about FOR, FOR. And I go, what do you mean FOR? He goes, Ray, you're pretty intense. It's called Fear of Ray. So I'm a pretty intense coach. I worry about how do I get them better all the time. So when I get a group of girls that are this talented and I get to move them around, and the success we had was just phenomenal. Some other statistics on the 2010 season. 17 of the 22 young ladies were made the honor roll, which is the top 20 in the conference in each event. So that was outstanding. Our seniors, That year, we had 9 academic all-conference. And 4 of those made academic all-American, which they had to have a 3.75 and be in the top 3% of all the swimmers in all the high schools in the country, which was neat. And those 4 were Ashley Hetty, Kelsey McKillop, Natalie Statham, and Katie Van Ottigam. We had 12 athletes out of this group make the top times in team history, which combined for 38 performances. And Dick Lindstrom mentioned earlier that we had won the conference meet for all 4 years. So the senior class started a string with when they were freshmen and then going with and with other classes to win 4 straight conference championships. And there's 12 events in swimming and diving. There's 11 swimming events and 1 diving event. And so 2007, they won 2 events, and they won varsity and JV conference. That was their depth. In 2008, they won 6 events out of the 12, varsity and JV conference champions. In 2009, they won 7 events, varsity and JV conference champs. In 2010, they won another 7 events. So when the seniors got through, there was a number of conference champions. And to be all conference, you had to win conference event at the meet. So you had 1 day, 1 shot each year to get all conference. Didn't matter what you did all the rest of the year. And we had numbers of all conference athletes. And then that last year, like I said, we had 7, including 2 relays and 5 individuals. One of the toughest meets we ever had to perform against was against United Township High School. And they were a very good team. And we were worried that, hey, this is going to be a tough meet, you guys, because I don't know how many events we can win. Okay, there's 12 events. They won 9 events, and we beat them by 20 points. I never saw a coach be so mad. And it was because of the depth of these athletes, and they never gave up. It was a team the entire way. And that's what these guys did all 4 years, and 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, everyone who swam for me. They worked as a team. And it didn't matter who won the race. It mattered who got 5th. And that's what these guys did together as a team. They made it all work together. So that's probably the most thing I'm proud of. And I know that because of that, this class had finished 4 straight championships in a row, and that was the string that led us to 8 in a row that we finished a few years ago. So congratulations, girls. And I'd like to close with one thing. I'm very passionate about swimming, and I'm very intense when I coach. So at the banquet, I'm probably where I do most of my praising. But the only humor I can give these girls is my grandma can still beat all of you. Thank you. Katie, one of our captains did want to say a brief moment.
So my name's Katie Van Ottigam, and yes, that is my dad, if you're wondering. I'm a math teacher, so I did some calculations actually today before we came, and the season's 96 days long. In my opinion, it is the longest season you'll ever participate in, because it doesn't stop at the end of season. You have off season, you have summer swim, you have winter YMCA. It just keeps going and going and going, because as my dad likes to say, for every 1 day you take off, it takes 2 days to get back to where you were. So you never get a stop. It's all year long, all day, all year. And so 4 seasons is 384 days. We spent 1,152 hours in the pool, and you can imagine how our hair turned green. We were pruny from our 4-hour practices that he made us do, and we swam 2,304,000 yards. So our shoulders were a little sore. But what I think makes this team so special is that we weren't just good swimmers, we were good teammates. And the memories and the moments that we've created together and that we have, whether it was at team dinners or it was at someone's house after a long week of practice or it was the bus rides or whatever it was, this is my family. And so thank you, girls. And we wanted to thank the committee for nominating us because this is very special to each and every one of us. So thank you.
There they are, the 2010 GHS Girls Swim and Dive Team. Swick was a Galesburg High School graduate, as well as Western Illinois University. He served in the United States Army, was a recon officer in the 2nd Armored, had a Purple Heart. After World War II, Swick actually coached basketball at Deer Creek, Maquon, and Knoxville. But it was in 1949 that Swick started at the Register Mail and his column, On the Rebound by Swick. And that started the legend. And it continued for 12 years. Stories abound. There's a lot of people in this room that never knew Jim Swickard, but there's a few that did. And those that didn't know Jim Swickard, when you turn on TV on some of the extra channels and you see the show Columbo, Peter Falk, Jim Swickard. Jim Swickard walked around with a London Fog coat on, and he was always looking for a story. Back at the office, Jim wanted to make sure that he had all the sports scores and a little bit of what happened on each ball game. And he had stringers that would go out and send in the information on the game. And he'd get the story at Williamsfield. Swanson had 10 points. Jones had 12 points. He tried to write the story, but he didn't have the first name. So Jim put up 3 dozen first names on a dartboard. He pulled out a dart and threw it at the wall, and it landed on Dan Swanson. He wrote the story. Dan Swanson had 12 points. Adam Jones had 8 points. And the next day, the phone rang off the hook at the Register Mail. It's not Dan Swanson, it's Steve Swanson. They knew that people were reading the sports section. The On the Rebound column was outspoken, controversial, full of gossip, entertaining. It was, what will he do next, journalism. Like most sports fans, I look forward to reading the column every night it was in the paper. Swick left Galesburg for the Champaign News Gazette in 1962, but he returned to Galesburg in 1967 with a new media, radio. And the legend continues at a time when the 7-second delay button wasn't available yet. And people tuned in just to see what Swick might say or do. If you owned that radio station, you were one Swick comment away from an FCC violation. But it was great radio. Swick was a true character, but he loved Galesburg. He loved the Silver Streaks. And for his great career in the media, ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Jim Swickard.
First, I'd like to thank all the members of the committee, Bob Morgan, Keith Thury, and all the players and coaches that he covered. And there is no place my dad would rather be than at Galesburg High School basketball game the first weekend after Thanksgiving. Our household really revolved around from Thanksgiving through March, Silver Streak basketball. This is where he wanted to be. He loved the town, he loved the team, he loved the players and the personalities and the effort and the put forth. And sitting over there and listening to the stories, it reminded me why he loved high school prep sports more than anything else. It's the passion, the family, the community, the spirit that endures. And even though the coach's career may be riding on some 17-year-old who just broke up with his girlfriend, which is why he got out of coaching, he told me, there is nothing like high school sports, and there's nothing better than Silver Streak basketball. If he could be here to hear that band strike up, do they still strike up the William Tell Overture? And Hi-Yo Silver, it's what I grew up on, and I grew up on Doug Mills and the Kimbrows and the Brewingtons. These guys were my heroes as a little kid, and playing in Dick Lindstrom's backyard, playing baseball there, shooting baskets at Bobby Johnson's driveway. That's who we wanted to be. Those were the folks we looked up to, and I cannot tell you how proud my family is that he is being recognized. It's been almost 40 years since he passed away, but he's out at St. Joseph's Cemetery, and I'm sure he's rooting for the Streaks and thanking you guys and the committee 100% for everything you do for Galesburg High School. Thanks so much.
I should tell you that Joe was a journalist himself in Michigan. He has two sisters, one that's in Hawaii and one that's in Oregon, I believe, and they're very proud of their father as well. My thanks to Coach Jerry Albright, Coach Gary Brewington, to Tom Wilson, to Rob Strack, to Jeff Flater, and the Athletic Director's Office, friends of our inductees, for all the information that we've gathered here. Our newest inductees will be introduced at Thiel Gym, and we invite you to see our new inductees' plaques in the Hall of Fame case showcase outside Thiel Gym. This concludes my part. Thank you so much, all of you, for coming. You know that you can see that it was really special, and I hope you maybe have an opportunity to come back again sometime to another Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Jeff, back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Lindstrom. Once again, another year, another outstanding job. A couple of housekeeping things. We will introduce the Hall of Famers to in the gym in between the girls' basketball game, which will be starting here now, and in between the girls' game and the boys' game. Also, immediately after this, and so there's no hurry to go right now, but we would like for you to go into the gym. We have pink tickets, 5 for each inductee, and then we have the team. Take one of those tickets, and that will get you into the game. Immediately after we break up here, I'd like to have a picture of all the inductees, team included, for our archives. Nothing more than that. So I'd like to have one more group picture of all the Hall of Fame inductees. Once again, I appreciate you coming out tonight. What a fabulous night. Really appreciate it. Drive safely for the travels that where you came from. Thank you very much.